You know, marketing is just fascinating, and digital marketing is even more fascinating. We think of it as, you know, how they these ads pop up suddenly when we're, you know, surfing the internet, but it's really a lot more than that. And a couple of Dallas companies have joined forces. Back in April, the company Calis Partners bought out Imaginuity Interactive, and now they are Imaginuity Interactive, and Taylor Calis is the 29-year-old CEO, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So this is one of those things where the younger the better, you know, because if you were 70 years old and had been doing this forever, you'd be sot in your ways, and I guess you wouldn't have the latitude to move around. This is a business that changes very quickly, isn't it?
Very quickly. We talk in months sometimes and not even years. So it's constantly changing. The technology is just, it's all over the place. So you got this noise. There's thousands of tools. Our clients are constantly coming to us on what's the right move, where's the right place to go. And, you know, so we spend a lot of time filtering out what's right, what's wrong, what's new, what's hip.
So if I look at the description of your company, it says, we influence the customer journey at every stage of the buying process, both offline and online, providing them with seamless cross-channel programs that deliver transformative results for our clients. Now, individually, I understand all of those words, but collectively, they make very little sense to me. So explain to me, can you give me an example of some company that...
So when we talk about, so we talked about two channels in there pretty intensely. And when you talk about traditional media, which would be like a direct mail, so you're getting, you know, you're getting direct mail in your mailbox, and you talk about digital media, which might be a banner ad that's falling around on the internet, we will actually build programs that when the direct mail's in home, we are familiar with that because the USPS gives us data back. And then when you have received that piece, we're now serving you up an ad in your home or around your home or in the area you live.
So after you know that I've already received that in the mail, and you knew I instantly threw it away, but there was some casual recognition.
There was a casual recognition, and then subsequently you're getting targeted with a similar message right on the internet, right online on your mobile device or even on your desktop computer. And we're constantly tuning and refining and testing those strategies to see if digital is actually influencing and increasing those response rates on traditional media.
That's fascinating. So if I casually go on a website, I say, I just wonder what 100 of these pins would cost with my name on them, and I look at it. And then all of a sudden, for the next week, I'm inundated with pin pop-ups on every page that I'm on. Well, at some point, don't they understand that has an opposite effect on me?
Yeah, it makes you ultimately not
want to buy. Makes me want to go to a pencil.
Right, definitely. We follow that really closely. And so there's always certain periods of time that clients find that after you visit that site, and that's a retargeting. That would be called retargeting. And there's a certain period of time in which we know you're most likely to convert if you're going to ultimately buy 100 pens. And after that time period, we'll slowly scale that down, and we'll just stop retargeting you.
This company, Imaginuity, that you've taken over, has been at this for a while. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I'll jump in. They primarily focused on the device, so progressive websites, progressive web apps.
What does that mean?
So it, you know how you have an app store, the app store on your iPhone or your Android? Progressive web app actually brings the functionality of those apps right into the website, so you don't have to go into the app store and download it.
Okay.
And it allows companies, it's relatively new technology and relatively new acronym, but it allows companies to create one code base to where they're not managing a software program here for Apple and a software program here for Google and a software program for their website.
So then with Calis, you bring more capability to them.
We bring all the media capability on that. So we were so interested in Imaginuity's skill set around creative online and all of the technology and CRM integrations and marketing automation integration. And then we coupled that with our heavy, heavy media, both traditional and digital media. So really we can control the customer journey all the way to the device when you ultimately enter your information online.
So none of you guys were really doing this 10 years ago. 10 years from now, are you still going to be doing this?
I'd hope so.
Or is it going to be, well, but I mean, it seems to change so dramatically. And the marketing, the aspect, I mean, nobody had smartphones.
Right.
And so they weren't searching. And so that wasn't the easy pop-up. You had to wait till they got home and sit down in front of a computer, I guess. But they're going to be different devices.
I think it'll go down to a watch, or it'll be on a connected TV. So it'll just iterate. It'll continue to iterate. Where's that screen? Where's that consumer? Where are they consuming media? So I strongly believe in some capacity, all of this is going to be around in 10 years. It's just going to be a different device or a different way of consuming the media.
Is this cheaper for them, for the customer, because you can target
the end customer or the client?
Broadcasting? Well, okay. I don't know the term. The people that you work for.
The people we work for.
I'm trying to sell a widget, and I know that the whole world is not interested in buying a widget, but if I could just find those few people that are, you know, are a target, I would guess it'd be cheaper for me to try to sell them my widget.
It is. So when we look at the analytics and all the data behind it, and as the systems and all the technology continues to learn, it does get more efficient. And so we're able to pinpoint that consumer who's most likely to convert on the device they're most likely to convert on. So for our clients, it tends to, over time, it gets more efficient and the systems learn and the data learns and we learn. And so we're able to more efficiently push product
so
and information.
So it's less expensive?
In the end, yes.
Huh. So the next iteration of this, where do you go with this? Because this is, my sense is there are a lot of other people that do this, that it's becoming
tons of competition.
And it's a crowded field.
Very.
So do you have a point of difference?
So we really love the customer journey. So our point of difference. And
the customer journey.
We really.
You got it to me again.
I have. We really feel strong about the customer journey. And our point of difference is with the integrated approach. And so having specialists in-house that can do direct mail and CRM data integrations coupled with progressive web apps and customer experiences, we can influence the customer through every stage of their buying cycle. And we're hanging our hat on that point of difference.
Does it help that you're here and can get in front of a client? I mean, my sense is what you do could be done by, you know, a group of 100 people sitting in Bangladesh.
That's got its challenges as well. But we, in the end of the day, this is still a relationship business. As digital as it's gotten, as high tech as it has gotten, the decision makers ultimately are humans, and they want to be communicated with, and they don't want to talk to a computer. So it helps to be able to be in front of clients.
Yeah, I can see that. And that's generally true. I mean, that's generally true. So this is, I mean, your business is growing so fast, and there's so many other people in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the technology changes all the time. Do you ever rest? Can you ever sit back and say, well, we've got it. Let's just take this formula and go forward.
I can't. But believe it or not, these last couple of weeks with our boy that just came have actually gotten a rest, gotten to slow down, really think about the family.
You're a new father. So.
Right. And so that's really helped me. That's changed my perspective on how fast we have to run.
I like that. Good for you. All right. So the acquisition, what, about 2 months ago?
We actually completed it late last year, and then it was really under wraps, really tightly kept as we went through the rebranding, and Calise Partners, you know, ultimately didn't exit, but the name phased out, and so we went through the 4 months of the rebranding process, and the announcement was in April.
All right. Imaginuity is not a name with which I was familiar, and I find if I get a running start at it, it trips off the tongue. Imaginuity Interactive, but it takes a couple of times. Taylor Calise is the CEO. Good luck, and happy fatherhood. You're going to like it.
Thank you.
All right, I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.